go ahead.
Gary, have you given any thought, or have you made a decision yet who your starter might be for the
Raiders? Trevor will start the game this week. They're all going to play. And, you know, biggest thing I got to do, too, is take a look at how much I'm a player starters, you know, as far as how I get the rotation going. But, yeah, Trevor will start. Actually, his shoulder's a little bit sore, so I'm hoping he's back at it, ready to go tomorrow. Took a pretty good shot on it when he made that tackle the other day. So that's where we're at.
As it relates to your three quarterbacks, Coach, did you see anything on film that maybe you didn't see with your own eyes that maybe made you feel a little better, a little worse, or about the same?
No, I mean, I feel really good about a lot of things we're doing, you know. And this is – well, I'll say this, you know. I mean, they've all done some really good things. They've all made mistakes. And you know what? I can say that about every player or coach in that room. So that's what we're here. We're trying to put this team together and trying to find the guys we think are best for our football team to go to work here in a couple of weeks. But I'm proud of all three of them. They worked their tail off. They've all done good stuff. Obviously, we got some mistakes we got to get rid of, but we made some mistakes, you know, in the past, and you find a way to overcome them. That's part of football. So, you know, right now I'm talking about correcting mistakes and also being strong enough to overcome mistakes.
Gary, who will be second behind Simeon?
They're all going to play an equal amount. I got to sit here and think about how much I'm going to play the starters, so that'll have a lot to do with how I play them, you know, see how much I play our starters in the game. I'll make that decision later in the week.
Has Paxton Lynch done enough to get some reps with the first team?
Well, he's been repping. You know, we've been pretty equal with our reps at practice. I think Paxton's done some good stuff. The other night, he got off to a slow start, but he finished extremely strong. And, you know, we'll see where we're at, but we're going to get all of them ready to play. And like I said, they'll all play equally in the game.
Gary, are you worried that because the competition is so close, it's cutting into your season preparation?
No, I expected it. I mean, you know, we've got three quarterbacks, two of which weren't on this team last year, and one that's never – played well. He has one regular season snap. So I knew this was going to take some time, and I think to a credit to them and how well they battled and pushed each other, it's you know, it's down to the nitty gritty here, which we got to make. You know, we don't have to, but I'm going to make a decision next week, and we're going to go to work. So, they've all put themselves in position to get the opportunity to go out there and compete.
Coach, the offensive line allowed 6 sacks, but you also ran the ball really well. What did you see on film,
positive? Yeah, we ran the ball really well. We were over, I think, 5 yards of carry for the night. You know, it's 2 weeks in a row. We went right down the field, 80-plus yards and 70-plus yards on our first drive. So that's really impressive. So I think we got a chance to be good up front. You know, it's been they haven't all been together, you know, which I've told you guys a little bit of a concern for me. Of course, Weems got a concussion in the game and is coming back from that, and Ty's not around. But I think we have to be encouraged by the first group. And obviously, we've got some work to do to find out who our, you know, 9, 10, or whatever that's going to be.
Gary, I believe I heard you say that you want to name a starter after this upcoming game. Could you envision a scenario where you have to play all three guys in the fourth preseason game?
No, I don't envision that. Our schedule is different because we're a Thursday opening football team. So I've got a little bit different scenario that I'm working with as compared to opening up on a Sunday and having a 10-day window between game 4 and the opener. So, hey, I've seen a lot of football from them. We're going to go again this week, and we'll make a decision next week and go to work.
Because Trevor's getting the second straight start, is it in your mind?
No, this we continue with the competition. I think Trevor did a good job the other night. Obviously, as one play, like to have back, or it would have been as good as it could be, you know. So I'm going to go back and give him a chance to do that again. But like I said, we're going to play equally.
Having had a chance to see the film, what happened on Trevor's interception?
It's just a poor decision. I mean, you're throwing a slant into quarters. We got to come flatter, but we should make the throw. So it's just a decision with the ball and putting yourself through that over and over again. I think I made a comment to Mike's asking me about Paxton, and I'm answering questions about Trevor the other night. So, you know, as a coach, you look at it and you say, hell, man, that wasn't a very good call versus quarters, you know. So that's the way I look at things. So. Thought I was crazy, didn't you? I knew what I was talking about. I was just talking about the wrong guy.
I didn't realize until the next morning
when I... Yeah, I mean, you know, as a coach, you're calling plays. You know, you're trying to put your guy in position, you know, and that's not a very good play versus quarters, but, you know, we got to protect the ball.
Gary, you said that Paxton has played with the ones in practice, which is obviously true. Mm-hmm. He hasn't played with the ones in a game. Do you plan on playing him?
Well, like I said, that ought to depend. That's going to probably ought to depend on how much I play our guys. You know, I'm going to go back and look right now, and, you know, we've got some a couple of health issues that I got to work through, and we'll see how much I'm going to play, actually play our starters in the game. So we'll see. We'll see how it works out.
Sanchez is rather tough on himself.
Yeah. Afterwards. Yeah. Yeah. You know, that's Mark. I mean, he's a competitive guy. You know, you talked about opportunity. I saw some of the comments. You know, that's the type of guys you want out there battling every day, you know. And like I said, I'm proud of all of them. They've been working hard. There's things we got to clean up. But, you know, try to give them opportunities to throw and make decisions. I think we've thrown the ball probably more than anybody in football the first two preseason games. And, you know, I wanted to give them an opportunity to do that. But Mark's a competitor. He'll bounce back.
Marcus Ware still on track to get
Marcus should be. I think he's going off the NFI today, if I'm right, Patrick. Okay. Yes, he'll be. You'll see him. Actually, we're going to have a walkthrough. He'll be part of that. He'll be practicing tomorrow. Tlaib, my expectations are for him to play, Mike. So she looks like a full go.
The defense, you know, they allowed a lot of points, but again, they forced a lot of turnovers. How encouraging is it that they're really going out
there? Well, the real encouraging thing, once again, our first group's playing really well. So, you know, you look at the first quarter of both games, it's been very positive in all phases, you know, for us. The second group, we really struggled in the run game the other night. Gave up some big drives in the fourth quarter, but we got our hands on the ball again, which gives you a chance to win when even though you have some turnovers of your own. So we got some tough decisions, you know, from a depth standpoint to make across the board on our team. And, you know, we've got two games in what, you know, once we get to Saturday, we got two games in what, 5 days to make those decisions.
Obviously, every team's trying to create turnovers, but what in particular does this coaching staff do to really encourage going after the ball like that?
I mean, something we work on every day, you know. One of the things when you're going against each other, somebody's got to lose every day. You know, that's the nature of the business. You know, you're either taking it away or protecting it at practice. But when you go at each other that way on game day, hopefully you win that battle as a team. So it's something we preach all the time.
Melvin, inside pass rusher type?
You know, Mike, we play those guys both. You know, we like to look at guys that we think can play in, play nose, play. So we'll see. Obviously, he's a talented young man. He's had some injuries, had some things happen to him, but it looks like he's healthy again. We worked him out, looked good. So we'll see. We'll take a look at him.
What's the latest on Corey Nelson?
Corey has a basically a sprained wrist, okay, but his expectations are for him to be back on the field. Jeff, he's doing fine. Will he be available this week? I don't know. I'd say it's day to day. Nixon and Murphy should be back on the field tomorrow also.
Any update on Ty's situation?
No, Ty's doing really well. I mean, we've been shooting for opening weekend. Okay. You know, it's all been all about being able to for him to hit with this thing and get it, his elbow in a lockdown situation where he can't go back and re-hurt it. So, I think we're getting close, you know, so we'll see.
Are you concerned at right guard right now with Weems?
Well, I was really, really excited about the way Weems has played. He's done a good job, you know. I mean, he's going to be fine. He's going to be back. You know, that's a good thing. We have high expectations for Ty, you know, but it is what it is. So I think Weems is taking advantage of it. I also think Connor played better the other night than he did the first week. I think he's progressing as a player.
A few more for the coach.
What's Virgil Green shown you so far, especially like with the injury to Hireman and the
who's
way
talking?
Up?
Oh, okay, I got you. Yeah, okay, all right. Virgil's done a really good job. He's you know, taking advantage of an opportunity. You know, Virgil, I can't speak for when I wasn't here, but he's always kind of been a two, you know, type of guy, and he was for us last year also with Owen here. And you know, we bring Jeff in, and we think Jeff has a bright future. But then Virgil just keeps plugging and making plays. So I'm very excited about him taking advantage of an opportunity right now.
Your expectation that Ty would be the starter when he comes back?
I think Ty has the ability to come back and play real quick. You know, but, you know, we'll see how things go. I think we're gaining confidence in Weems' play and what he's done. Yeah.
With the quarterback race as tight as it's been, do you think these quarterbacks carry their mistakes with them a little more than they should when they make a turnover in a preseason game?
You know, obviously it's going to, because of the competition and, you know, the things that we're going through, obviously it's very, publicized and talked about. You know, I mean, you look across, I watch every NFL, every preseason game that's played on a given weekend. There are turnovers and those type of things. So we just got to worry about ours. You know, I mean, I think they're all hard on themselves. That's why they're all good players, and it's important to them. So I think it's part of ball. We got to work through it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you have a good day.
Good.